From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. Washington rejects Russian claims that the chemical gas that killed dozens of people in Syria last week came from an airstrike on a rebel-held munitions storage. National Security Council issued a report Tuesday and said the Syrian regime and Russia are trying to confuse the world community about who is responsible for using chemical weapons against the Syrian people in this and earlier attacks. The NSC report said Syria's use of chemical weapons is unacceptable and poses a clear threat to the U.S. and the world. It called on the international community to make a statement that this behavior will not be tolerated. At the United Nations, the United States, Britain, and France look set to go ahead with a revised Security Council resolution on Wednesday, even though the move is expected to be vetoed by Russia. U.S. President Donald Trump says North Korea's looking for trouble and asked Beijing's cooperation in reining in Pyongyang's nuclear ambitions. Mr. Trump tweeted Tuesday, "If China decides to help, that'd be great. If not, we'll resolve their situation without them." In a separate tweet, Trump also said he explained to Chinese President Xi Jinping that cooperation on Washington's North Korea policy will result in better trade deals between the two countries. During a daily briefing Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer argued Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was worse than the leader of Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler, because even Hitler didn't sink to using chemical weapons. Nazis gassed millions of Jews in concentration camps. Spicer's comments drew immediate rebukes from the U.S. Holocaust Museum, the Anne Frank Center, and a number of Democrats. This is VOA News.